Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon newspaper joins me. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Eric.
So, new issue this month.
Right.
We'll talk health.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. You have some interesting health stories. Mm-hmm. Food is always a big topic for a lot of people, and we want to eat healthily if we can. Mm-hmm. So this is an interesting article about ways in which you want to combine certain foods to get the maximum nutrients from them.
Okay.
A lot of foods have good antioxidants, or they have other good substances that we need, but our body can't absorb them without certain other things being combined at the same time. So here's some interesting suggestions. You know, it's good in a lot of recipes to combine garlic with lemon,
mm-hmm.
right? It's in a lot of fish recipes, a lot of Italian recipes, salad dressings. Well, they do find that a greater reduction in cholesterol and blood pressure comes from taking both of these together, eating them together, than either one of them separately. Something more interesting to me, I thought, was that carrots, which have a lot of, beta-carotene, you can absorb almost 7 times as much beta-carotene if you eat carrots with avocado or other kind of fat than if you just eat it on its own.
Really?
Yeah. So put carrots on your salad when you have avocado, or put a dressing on it or something like that. But don't just eat them necessarily plain if you want to get all the real beta-carotene out of them. The body can't absorb it otherwise. You know about calcium and vitamin D, of course. That's more commonly known, that you need vitamin D to absorb your calcium. So they suggest that you take fatty fish, like wild salmon and sardines, which are high in vitamin D, with your milk or dairy products or whatever. And, of course, a lot of people aren't able to consume a lot of dairy. So there are other sources for that. And here's a strange one. Broccoli, which everybody knows has a lot of anti-cancer compounds, you can absorb them much better with the combination with an enzyme that's found in spicy foods like radishes and horseradish and cabbage and mustard greens and things like that. So they say that could be an interesting recipe too, but it also helps you get the most out of your broccoli.
Well, you know, it sounds interesting. I love the idea of joining things that unlock each other that way.
Right.
Isn't that fascinating?
Cool? Yeah.
I would imagine that there would be cookbooks created.
That's a great idea.
To teach on this.
I wonder if there is. I don't know about that. We can try to find that out.
Stuart Rosenthal will find out by
the Beacon Cookbook month. Coming up.
But so, don't eat carrots and avocado and broccoli and horseradish.
Oh,
together,
no, then because, what? Then what?
Oh, you know, then you'll be
it's
up all
good.
Night.
It's too good. You're just too healthy, right? Too much of a good thing.
Your stomach will be upset. You'll never sleep. So,
got to watch those things, too. That's true.
Anything else in health?
Well, here's an interesting story about the role of random mutations in DNA that can cause cancer. We all know, and it's true, and we don't want to minimize the fact that some people have inherited genes, which, you know, like BRCA gene, which causes breast cancer, that people have to be very much aware of and screen for, and that smoking increases the risk of lung cancer highly, and that there are other kinds of environmental behaviors and overeating and whatnot that can be causing cancer. But the truth is, every time a cell divides and it replicates its DNA, there are about 3 random errors introduced into that new cell. And they say that, it's very minor in most cases. Either it doesn't affect anything important for that particular cell, or the body has ways of checking this thing out and fixing it. You know, there are all these ways in which the body works on these things.
Right.
However, over time, especially the older we get, the more mutations that happen, the more mutations that aren't fixed, or the older we get, the higher our risk of cancer goes up, and that's because of these random mutations.
Okay.
And that also helps explain in part why childhood cancers occur, because children haven't had a chance to really develop environmental problems, but there are these random ones that can sometimes happen. So people should know that they should do everything they can where they can, but that they shouldn't blame themselves if after doing everything right, they still somehow get a cancer.
You know, I always think of Jim Fix, the runner back in the
70s. Yes.
You know, he was kind of the leader in running.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden he dies of a heart attack.
Right.
I remember thinking to myself, wow, a guy who runs regularly, takes care of himself, and he just dies.
Right.
But of course,
it was congenital, right? He had a congenital heart disease. Right? He didn't know it.
Right.
Yeah.
He didn't know it.
Right.
So, well, interesting reading. The Beacon newspaper is a free publication, and it's distributed to over 1,500 locations around the Washington area. And you can pick up your free copy or read it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
I'm happy that Todd Laborwit joins me today. He's with Topaz Mortgage. He's the founder and chief executive officer for a mortgage company called Topaz Mortgage. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
Todd, I've invited you to be on the show. I want you to share your product, what Topaz offers, as a specific set of benefits for our listeners.
Well, it's kind of like the history behind it, where back in 2008 when the industry blew up, you had the banks that had to buy out other banks.
Yes.
And when you hear about the TARP money,
what
happened was the FDIC basically was going to go under because it's a corporation just like FedEx.
Yes.
So when the government was giving the money to the banks to buy out the other banks so people didn't come in for their deposits, the banks got to create the rules. And they blamed all the crisis of everything in 2008 on the brokers and the lenders, which, okay, it is. So what happened is there were so many strong regulations for the lenders and the brokers that you have to do a national test, you have to do a local test, you have to basically continue an ed, you have to be at an FBI background check.
Right.
There's everything.
All under Dodd-Frank.
All under Dodd-Frank. So then you got the banks, which are helping create the rules and the laws, said it wasn't our fault. So all of us at the banks basically were getting inundated with all these people that couldn't pass the test that we all left and went on to pass the test because we were able to pass the test. We know what we're doing.
Right, right.
This is my 20th year in this.
Right.
So what we did is we all switched.
Right.
And I'll never forget, we're on a National Association of Mortgage Professionals, and they were talking about how President Obama at the time was always talking, it's the broker's fault, broker's fault. So we had legislation where we had to actually get him to stop using the word, it's the brokers, because now we all switched.
Right.
Moving forward, with today's technology, we can communicate with an underwriter. Whether they're in another state, whatever it is, that underwriter is also with the same company that's going to service that loan.
Okay.
So it's not being resold or anything.
Okay.
So the middle person is completely taken out, and that's basically what we are as Topaz Mortgages. We're getting things underwritten. We're able to shop people around for the best interest rate. And one of my philosophies that for my success is I can give exact quote, my best interest rate, invite them to shop around. And then based on customer service, I hope that they come back to me, which they usually do because my margins are pretty tight to be very competitive out there.
So I like your approach. It's like in my business, I encourage people to talk to at least a couple brokers before they hire one.
Right. You know, like dating.
Exactly. And you're going to find the right person. So if you offer a phenomenal rate and it's the best rate for the consumer, they're going to come back, you hope. And they're
Well, on a refi, yes. But on a purchase, it's more of a relationship. It's more of me saying, let me answer your questions. Let me take the time. I'll call you back.
Right. Right.
Which surprises me. People, why did you pick me? Well, you called me back.
Yeah.
It's giving the customer service.
Right.
And then when they get a ratified sales contract, I say, look, call whoever you like.
Right.
And call me, and then you choose who you feel most comfortable with. And that's how I usually win.
Makes sense. So give me a product today, something specifically that you're very proud of, that you guys offer.
There's only one investor that does it. It's a 3% down Fannie Mae. But what happens is the investor will pay 2% of that 3%. So initially, you're paying 1% down.
So if a buyer's got good income and they've got at least 1% of the purchase price,
right?
Do they also have to have the closing costs on top of that?
Well, you could tell the real estate agent with a pre-approval letter that you need to have the seller pay closing costs, and there are ways to find that, yes.
Yes, okay. Right.
Even though it's a seller's market right now,
right?
There are properties out there.
Yes.
That the seller will pay.
That's true. There are lots of properties out there that are not selling, even though we're in a seller's market, because either they were not prepared for the market correctly, they overpriced initially, they've gotten stale, whatever the issue is. So if you can find a house for a buyer, put 1% down, have the seller pay the closing costs, literally the buyer can get in for 1% plus some money to pay the first few months of mortgage, right?
Correct. Okay. Well, I work with a lot of millennials, and what's interesting is they come to me and they say, 1% down is great, I want to do this, and it's not a bad gig, especially someone that's working and they get their first tax refund back.
Right.
If they can just hold that tax refund and say, hey, I got money to buy a condo.
Right.
You're home free.
Right. And you're locking in then for the long term on a property that will have a fixed cost on a monthly basis, whereas rents go up over time. Now, granted, taxes will go up because that's just the nature of taxes, but your monthly mortgage payment is fixed then. And the interest rate is in the low fours. It's really, really attractive. So great idea. So Todd Laborwit, if someone's listening today, is thinking about getting a mortgage, wants to interview you and talk with you about how you can help them, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Okay. Well, the best way to get in touch with me is I came up with a website called WhyTopaz, WhyTopaz.com. It has an introduction video of me. It's got my contact information, and it's right there. But to get started with someone, it's good to call whoever you want on your list. Don't let anyone pull your credit. That bothers me. I'm not going to talk to you unless I pull your credit. Do not give out your Social Security number. Say, this is a property I'm interested in. It could be pending sale. It could be sold. As long as it's information is in there. Say, this is a property that I want to buy. Give me your exact closing cost, your best rate, and no, you can't pull my credit. Find out who you like. Do it with the three people, and then pick the one that you like, and that's my method.
WhyTopaz.com.
Oh, interesting.
Very easy. WhyTopaz.
I originally was Federal Mortgage Solutions, but you can't have the word federal in Virginia. So when I went in to change it the next day, I didn't have a company name, and I lived in the Topaz building in Bethesda. And it was at the time before I was married, it was the best time of my life, so I called it Topaz Mortgage.
Todd Labor with Topaz Mortgage. Go to whytopaz.com for more information. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
I'll be right back with more in just a moment.